And so I believe, brothers and sisters, that one of the greatest motivations to our boldness in evangelism is the contemplation of the horrific fate that those will face, some of our own family members, loved ones, and friends, and co-workers, the destiny they will face apart from Jesus Christ. They will go to a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. They will go to a place of outer darkness, separated from the presence of the Lord, a place where they will be tormented in body and soul day and night, a place from which they will never be released. And I, beginning with myself, we all need to think more frequently about the horrors of hell and the torments of hell and the fact that some of our loved ones are going there, not in a morbid sense, but in a realistic sense. Hell is real. No one taught more about hell than the loving, compassionate, gracious Lord Jesus Christ. It's real and it's endless. And we're not going to get to the end and God say, "Oh, I was only joking, you know, I just wanted to scare you, just a little scare tactic to motivate." No. What God says, He means, and hell is real. That alone should overcome our silly fears. What does it matter what some person of flesh thinks about me when they're going to eternal hell? That alone should motivate us to overcome our silly fears and be graciously bold in telling people the good news. I close in talking to you believers with a quote from Spurgeon, one that I do not live up to, and I need more grace from God to practice. Perhaps many of you know it. Spurgeon said, "If sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped around their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned and unprayed for." May that motivate us to be bold in our evangelism.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, 8 Keys to Boldness in Evangelism, by Chuck Volo.